My children met an eastern screech owl recently at a nature center event. Looking up at the pint-sized bird, my son asked me, "Dad, is it real or is it a robot?" While my daughter looked at it quizzically and posited that it must be fake, since its eyes blink just like a toy Furby. Despite her rather accurate description, the little bird was quite alive. Eastern screech owls have very deliberate-looking blinks and winks. Their large, yellow eyes help them spot prey, even at night. The eastern screech owl is by far the most common of 8 owl species that live in or visit our listening area. In fact, if your neighborhood has mature trees or dead logs, then you may already have nesting eastern screech owls living nearby. Screech owls are forest generalists that need little more than a few mature trees in which to roost and nest. They can find suitable habitat in small Baltimore City parks, suburban backyards, rural woodlots, or the naturally forested areas all over the state. In fact, just about everyone likely lives within earshot of a screech owl. Screech owls make their presence known by their distinctive calls that don't connote their namesake at all. This species makes a variety of noises, but most are quite pleasant, even melodic. A mated pair will warble back and forth, and the effect is quite charming. The two sexes sing in different pitches, and together they produce a lovely, if slightly eerie, woodland concert. Eastern screech owls court and breed in late winter. In order to attract a female, a male eastern screech owl performs a unique courtship dance. He flies from branch to branch, slowly approaching his prospective mate, calling all the while. Once near enough, he begins to bob and swivel his head, then wink at her slowly with one eye. If she's adequately impressed, she will move close, touch his bill, and the two will begin to preen each other. Their courtship is then complete. Once paired, eastern screech owls are generally monogamous and mate for life. Eastern screech owls are small and cryptic, which means it's very well camouflaged. They come in 2 color varieties, brownish-gray and orange-red, just like a red fox. They also have bold streaking on their breasts, a yellow beak, feathered toes, and large ear tufts on either side of their head. These feather tufts really have nothing to do with the owl's ears, but the location on the side of the head makes them look like large, tall ears. During daylight hours, when they are roosting, screech owls can hide in plain sight, tucked up against a tree trunk whose branches match the color and pattern of its feathers, or simply perched in a tree cavity with their eyes closed. You could be looking directly at one and still not see it. During daylight hours, when they are roosting, screech owls can hide in plain sight. This owl is a year-round resident of the Chesapeake Woods, as they do not migrate. If you want to find one in your neighborhood, look closely at tree cavities on cold but sunny days in December and January. You may see the owl sunning sleepily in the entrance. But to meet a screech owl up close, like my son and daughter did, visit your local nature center or the Maryland Zoo. Tips on putting up nest boxes for screech owls are available at explorenature.org. Mother owls prefer to use the same nesting areas year after year, so you can expect to see many generations of these unique Maryland animals. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.